This is an RNIB talking book.
Apologia pro vita sua, being a history of his religious opinions by John Henry Cardinal Newman, with an introduction by Maisie Ward.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
1413. Apologia pro vita sua by Cardinal Newman. Read by Corbett Woodall. An account of the religious thought which led Newman, an Anglican clergyman, to become a Roman Catholic.
By kind permission of the publishers, Messrs. Sheed and Ward Limited. This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
Read by Corbett Woodall. Introduction. At the end of 1863, Newman was living at the Oratory, Birmingham, feeling very old, leading a life of almost complete seclusion, dwelling much on the past, believing that his life was ended and that it had in the main been a failure. He was 62, and naturally could not know that he had another quarter century to live. His former friends in the Church of England seemed no longer aware of him. Among Catholics, some suspected him of lack of loyalty, the rest seemed to have forgotten him. He had had a bad 12 years.